Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at this time during the legislative session, is State Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking with us today. Are you up at the Capitol already this morning? Or
I was. I got to the Capitol a little before 6, and then I had a breakfast meeting down at Keys, actually, down on Robert Street. So I'm down there right now.
All right. Well, let's talk about the session. We've got just a few days left, theoretically, to get some work done. The big thing is a tax bill. It's been worked on, and you have – where are we at on that now? It's passed the House and the Senate. Is it still in conference committee yet?
No. I think all the – it's agreed upon language. So the governor said he's going to veto it. And we spent a lot of time working on it to conform with the federal government's changes. And what our goal was to hold people harmless. So without any changes, a lot of people's taxes would have went up. So, 98% of the population that pays taxes would not see a tax increase with our proposal, which I thought was, they did a great job. They worked on it, all year, a team of people, both in the House and the Senate. They worked with the governor, trying to got out things that he didn't like. And, obviously there's compromise back and forth, but he still plans to veto it, from what I'm told.
Now, where is the Senate at with the House version? Have they pretty much reconciled everything yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but though, Governor will veto it today, and then we'll have to go back to work and try to get something done on it.
Do you know how the session is supposed to end, what, on Monday? Is it Monday or Tuesday?
Well, Sunday, really.
Okay. Oh, Sunday, really. Okay.
Monday,
I guess last year we really went down to the last to the wire as well. This year, of course, is an election year. The governor has said he does not want to have a special session, but right now that's looking more and more likely. Is there optimism anywhere up on the Capitol that this is going to be done?
I would be shocked if we have a special session. We didn't have any votes from the Democrats on our tax bill. We're pretty much party line on everything yesterday for the two big bills, the bonding bill and the tax bill. The bonding bill was, I thought, a well-thought-out bill. More money than I would like to spend on it, but it dealt with infrastructure, the very needed wastewater and clean water, I call underground infrastructure. And then, of course, roads and bridges, some mental health, which we desperately need, facility grants available there for counties, and then some veterans homes. So there was 3 veteran homes that are needed in pockets of Minnesota, and that all got vetoed, or will get vetoed. Actually, it didn't pass, so it doesn't need to be vetoed, but...
This is generally a bonding bill. Bonding, though, that's just kind of a guideline. I mean, you can do bonding next year if you want to, but you're going to miss out on a whole construction season. Does it look like anything is going to make it through? Any version is going to make it through this year?
I don't know. We did a huge bonding bill. I think the largest bonding bill in the history of Minnesota last year. And I thought it was a good compromise for us to go up to 825, on this year. And the governor wanted 1.5 or 1.6 billion. And we were about half of that, but we just passed a huge bill last year. So I don't know if there's much of an appetite on our side of the aisle to go much bigger than that because of the debt service that goes along with a big bonding bill. So you got to pay for it sometime.
All right.
And I think people forget that. And, under Governor Deaton, our debt service has grown huge. And 800 is what fits in to our current budget. And I think we're just going to put ourselves in a real predicament down the road if we keep on spending money that we don't have. You know, we have the pension liability that we have a bill on to give it a Band-Aid, but the markets could change, and we could be in a big hole on that. We have all this aging infrastructure that we need to do. It's going to cost money, but we have to be a little more careful on how we spend it.
Once again, we're talking with State Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20. Senator Dreheim, today, the big news, some of the news headlines today involved Enbridge, the pipeline that Enbridge would like to build to replace a pipeline that's evidently aging. That has passed both the House and the Senate. Tell us where that is right now. It doesn't look like that one's going to make it through the governor either.
Yeah, they've been working on this for years, and it's jumped through a million hoops. And now the new hoop that the state is trying to throw at this pipeline is that they want to study for kind of the unknown, I'll call it. So artifacts, et cetera, you know, they've looked heavily at the route that they're proposing, you know, trying to divert it away from the Indian reservations and away from, you know, the current pipe runs right along like a peninsula of a lake. So the route they have now is more environmentally safe. It won't disturb, current pipe pretty much goes over, or it's underground, but above it is like parks, city parks, neighborhoods. So by diverting it and leaving it in the ground, and they'll clean it out and shut it off, it's more environmentally safe. It avoids one of the big lakes up there, and it diverts most of it off of the Indian reservation. So I think it's a good route. So what the bill did was not let another study go on and omits that part, and it's something that they don't use very often, but they said they want to do on this to slow down the project.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably more in the weeds than you want to know, but
right.
I do think it's the best option. You know, if we're going to have oil, you know, the pipeline is the safest way to do it, and it's an oversized pipe, so they can do it at lower pressure. You know, it's a 36-inch pipe, so they can have more volume go through it at a lower pressure, which is also safer. So I think they're doing a good job trying to jump through the hoops and make it as safe as possible, but not as popular with everybody.
All right. Senator Dreheim, are there any other bills? What else is going on up at the Capitol this week?
Probably the biggest thing to come out in the last week is the DHS and the report that Channel 9 did on some of the daycare funds being diverted. And, you know, they figure there's $100 million taken from child care centers in Minnesota and sent overseas. And, you know, that's something we have been digging into. You know, I had on Facebook, I had a video posted of me interviewing one of the higher-ups of DHS on what's going on there with the child care centers. So we have a lot of issues with the daycare, and, you know, they're probably not paying attention to what's going on. So we need daycare so bad in rural Minnesota. We're losing them left and right, and they're not paying attention to what's going on in the whole department, and this is evident by the Channel 9 report.
Yeah, they're alleging, it's being alleged by Channel 9 that this money, they're receiving money from the state to operate a daycare, and they're forwarding that, according to the reports I've seen, to terrorist groups?
That's the second half of the story, but
okay.
My main concern is, if they're not earning this money, why are we paying them? Where's the checks and balances with the program? And that's a more of a federal issue, what the money's getting used for.
Mm-hmm.
But for a state, we need to protect our resources. And, you know, getting people to work has been one of my main champions. And projects is to get job programs out there and get people being productive members of society. And then to hear that daycare is one of the tools that we use to help people get to work, and the system's getting abused, and there's no accountability in the department. So I met with four different counties in the off session last year. County employees that sought me out and told me story after story of this going on. So this is something that's been known about. And the governor's administration has known about this. And I don't think they knew the scale. I don't think anybody knew the scale. And, you know, we're pushing for a, you know, federal investigator to come in and look into this, because I think there's a lot more to the story, and this won't be the last you hear about it.
Hmm. All right. Okay. Last couple of days of the session, what do your days look like? Do you have to just kind of wait around there to see if you're called into session, or what?
Well, yeah, pretty much. We had, like I said, I was up at the Capitol before 6 this morning,
mm-hmm.
and then I had we took all our staff out for breakfast this morning. So that's why I'm down at Key's Cafe, downtown St. Paul, an old staple. And then I have, a 9:30 appointment, and then we'll go on the floor at 10, and then we hurry up and wait. We won't know. We'll have four or five bills, probably recess, and then bring back another big bill and go from there. So, it's very fluid. So we're told not to book anything. And plan on, you know, going all night.
Wow. All right. Anything else you'd like to pass along while we have you here?
No, I hope everybody okay. enjoys this nice weather out there, and I, you know, I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you very much, Senator. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right. State Senator Rich Dreheim, once again from District 20, joins us during the legislative session every Thursday at this time here on 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.